my Jordan. It's a blessing right now. I couldn't actually come to a better team, the Green Bay Packers. Who wouldn't want to come to the Packers? It was my favorite team growing up, my best friend's favorite team. So, I mean, I'm enjoying it right now.
Why was it your favorite team growing up?
Brett Favre. My uncle played for Southern Miss, and Brett Favre went to Southern Miss, so I was always a Packer fan.
That makes sense. So were you Brett Favre wearing the jersey, you know, playing in the backyard?
Yeah, I was. I thought I was a quarterback back in the day, in my skinny days, but.
was your uncle there at the same time as Brett?
Nah, he came a couple years, like 10 years after, but he played fullback there.
What's his name?
Tyrone Bowler.
Okay.
So it sounded like when we heard from you on draft day, you were a little surprised to go where you did. I mean, were you?
Yeah, kind of. But, you know, that's just, through the whole process, I told my agent not to tell me where I was going, where he thought I was going. So I just wanted to be a surprise. I didn't want to set myself up for disappointment.
But did you think you might have gone lower? Because we usually hear the opposite. Guys think they're going to go higher than they end up
going. No, I'm more humble. I'm never complacent where I am, but I was more humble. I kind of had a feeling, but I didn't want to just put myself in that position to be disappointed. So.
What position do they have you at right now?
Defensive end, three technique, four technique, five technique.
Where do you think you can have the most impact right away as you still kind of learn this playbook? Where do you think you're best suited?
Anywhere I'm needed.
Kyrie, getting a first taste of what they do defensively, does it lend itself to the things you do well, do you figure?
Yes, I do. I just had to get in the playbook right now, learn the scheme, learn things. It's kind of fast for me right now. I'm kind of catching up, learning all the plays in a couple of days. But I think I fit the scheme very well.
Do the current people at Southern Miss still talk about Brett? I mean, do a lot of them know him? Or how do they look at that?
Yes and no. He rarely comes around, but when he does come around, he's out there. He's more of a team person. He throws the football around receivers. He talks to the team. He's when you see him on TV, you would never think he was as humble as he is. He comes out there, he talks. He doesn't really like the camera in his face, but he gives us advice and just say stay humble the whole time. Like while we're in college, stay humble. Don't let the media get to you. Don't let everybody else around you get to you. Just the way you came to college, where you perceived, what people perceived in college, you perceived yourself in college. Just live by that rule.
The Packers are your favorite team. Have you been watching them the last couple of years?
Yeah, I have. You know, ups and downs, but, you know, I'm always a diehard Packer fan.
Any defensive lineman that particular you're looking forward to working with?
B.J. Raji. Of course, B.J. Raji, Josh Boyd. You know, Josh played at Mississippi State, and I was always trying to compete with every defensive tackle in the state of Mississippi that year. So, yeah, I'm looking to learn from him and B.J.